Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't worry, you're listening to the right show. It's the Small Business Advocate Show. But this is a special segment because we're celebrating a birthday. Thank you to the Beatles for that music. Our good friend Karen Kerrigan is here, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, we got two celebrations this today in her visit with us. Karen's our dear friend, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. And this week, just a couple of days ago, was her birthday. Karen Kerrigan, happy birthday.
Hey, it's great to be here. On my birthday week, I wouldn't spend it anywhere else in the world, Jim, but with you.
Well, happy birthday. And, you know, my wife just had one, too. And she had the same one you had. And she says she's telling people she's 42.
Oh, okay.
Not 39, because she said, you know, 42 is believable. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
she thinks she can get away with 42. So, but you're only 44. So that's that works for you. So anyway, happy birthday, and I hope you're having a good week.
I'm having a great week, a very good week. It's busy going into the Christmas, but that's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yep, absolutely. So we had some last minute tax stuff going through Congress, didn't we?
No, Jim, we did end on a pretty decent note, I have to say. When Congress left last week, we've got finally, small businesses can have some tax certainty going into the new year. I mean, this is just, they haven't had it for a long time, you know, on the capital expenditure side. I mean, they actually can say, oh, look at this is how much I can actually write off if I invest in my business.
Has the president signed this yet?
He signed it, yes.
Good. Okay, so folks, here's the thing. How many years now have you been hearing me complaining, yelling and screaming, along with Kerrigan, along with some other folks, about the fact that Section 179 direct expensing, for example, and the R&D deduction and accelerated depreciation and all that, you didn't know for sure that you could take those deductions, Karen, until maybe the middle of December sometime. So this is the first time in years, January 1, you'll know what your deduction limit is for the year.
Yep, no retroactivity, or whether it's $25,000 or $500,000.
And this doesn't have a sunset, right? It's official.
Yeah, so basically Section 179 and the R&D tax credit have been made permanent. In terms of bonus depreciation, that goes to 2019. So, but still, that's a pretty long extension.
That's right. That's right.
You know, based on what we've looked at in the past.
So, is the 179 is the direct expensing up to $500,000?
Exactly.
All right. Good. 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 Good.
And then you have the R&D tax credit, which also not only is made permanent, but also it's improved and strengthened. For example, startups, you know, which really you'd have to claim the credit, you know, against the, your profits of your organization.
Right, right.
And a lot of innovative startups don't have that.
That's right.
They could not. And these are the innovative
entrepreneurs. Part of this was carry forward?
Yeah, basically what they're going to be allowed to do is to claim it against their payroll taxes.
Oh, really?
That's
innovative.
It is. And also looking forward in the coming year. So, and also for businesses that are structured as partnerships and pass-throughs. I mean, there was something that, I'm not a tax expert, but they're really, you know, they couldn't also claim the credit as well based on how they were structured. So it also provides some allowance, you know, for those businesses to use the tax credit. So basically, it's expanded and it's strengthened to allow more of the innovators, as opposed to the big companies, to use the tax credit. But I have members who use tax credit. A lot of manufacturers, you know, use for engineering and staff, and use for, you know, a lot of the inventions and the new technologies that they, you know, they're creating. So this is a good thing.
Well, a couple of months ago, I smoked the political class in an article I wrote about waiting so long and how stupid it was and how much it hurt people. And you'd be amazed. Dentists were contacting me and saying, you know, I'm so glad you wrote this because I'd like to upgrade my dental chairs and my dental equipment. I mean, that's expensive stuff. You don't think about a dentist. A lot of people don't think about a dentist being a small business and needing that kind of a deduction, but they do.
Yep, all types of businesses.
Farmers,
you know,
ranchers.
You know, in order to be competitive,
yeah.
We all need to be constantly, you know, investing in new things. And, you know, there was a hearing.
Hold on to that thought. And the other reason I'm happy about this, folks, it helped fulfill one of my predictions of tax reform that the Republicans and the president would agree to. So I want to thank them for that. Quick break, 22, right back. We got another celebration coming up right after this message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.